You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You've been feeling about this whole process. It must have been an amazing couple of months now.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting and pretty nerve-wracking, sort of flitting between the whole going a live venue / now online. But I'm so excited with all the performances and I've never sort of done anything quite like this before.
Baby, I've been watching you. I've been watching everything you do, and I just can't help but feeling someone else is stealing you away from me.
It's been a eye-opening experience.
Hard out.
And I've really enjoyed it, and it's just been great sort of buzzing around and getting to hang out with all these different musicians and see their performances and watch how they work as well.
Yeah.
You know, through the whole creative process, which is, I always find that really innovating.
Mm.
Yeah.
Plant the seed among us, calling on, calling on.
And like a real privilege as well to kind of get a peek into how other people are making too.
I am a peeping Tom. It's like stalking everyone.
In certain circles where you can't touch me, I'm a dancer around, you know I'm connected to the powers that be. A golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail. This is a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night, caught between a gun and a stitched up fight. Brushing birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
I feel like the track itself has got a kind of a hip-hop kind of soul sort of feel to it. Yeah. And like that beat poetry kind of thing as well. And having seen Patti and her band perform at Milk and Honey earlier this year, just as soon as, the finalists were announced, it was like, boom!
That's the one.
I know who's doing that one.
Said, spat enough his mouth, but the gray man's dead. What's a little red between boys and the sill? You never know who's listening at the gates of hell. Just like video stores that press rewind, delete on those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future, we'd say he's worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know I am? Don't you know? Circles, well, you can't touch me. I'm a dancer around. You know I'm connected to the powers that be. Like Ali, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in the jail. Is this a place called hell? Cause we be wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night. Caught between a calling and a stitched up fight. Russian birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know? In your back, don't you cry, sister. He ain't coming back. Make it way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what is mine. It's God's word that bites your tongue and mocks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, she's disfigured. Don't you know? I don't you know?
Don't you know who I am?
Don't you know? If you don't know, now you know.
Hardcore. Hey, how did you feel being able to cover the song?
That song's like super empowering. Yeah, I don't know. It just felt really good. And then to look around my band and see all like people of colour on there as well, besides like Sam and James, but they count now. Yeah, I don't know. It just felt very empowering. My bassist, his name is Liam Soifuanga. He music directed this piece, him and Pampha, Max Afuk, and then Stuart Longtime is our guitarist, the keyboardist. So basically I sat down with them and I was like, this is, because it's a long song, you know, there's quite a lot of verses. And so I wanted to make it completely different and just jazz it up.
I do love how it's got so much swagger to it.
Thank you.
As a track. Yeah. Is that something you were like consciously thinking about? You're like, this is the energy the song needs?
I don't know. I think because she has got a bit of swagger herself, eh, Reb?
She's so much. Yeah.
Like even though the song topics are quite cutting and important and she speaks on really pressing issues, she's got a bit of like a nonchalant, like, you can't mess with me kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But also I think the band, they kind of just, they're people who feel the music, you know? I feel like my band knows how to really feel when things are going to take a certain place and then they just follow that. I definitely feel like that kind of connection only comes through going through somebody else's words and like resonating with them and the melody especially. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, she's a very beautiful songwriter.
I couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best. Got sucker punch and then it lost my whole damn head. Now I'll mount you like another ledge. King Midas cause it's queen for a fighting chance. I'll go Gigi, honey, when it's time to rise, spread joy as a goose and we'll take flight. If you're over the devil of the wasteland, six strings playing on your heartland, death in your pockets and the bird unsung. This is the start of progress. Symphony. Animals have a dream. Refugee just like me. Don't believe that
like working with Julia?
Oh my gosh, I love Julia so effing much. She's the best. Like, I definitely think that in the music industry, it's really hard to find a lot of female role models. Not that there aren't any, but more so that they just feel a bit out of reach for me sometimes, you know? And seeing Julia at these gigs and like having her there has just been so cool. And it's just like, you know that somebody's in your corner, you know that somebody genuinely has your back.
I really love Troy's song and I just think that there's so much power in it. I really wanted someone that I thought could capture, you know, the anger and indignance in the lyrics and in the song.
I can't take it just like it now. So my son, in no orphan, the captain.
crossed my fingers and got in touch with Alien Weaponry and just like, yeah, crossed fingers, eyes tightly screwed shut. yeah, unfortunately they were in the country and they said yes. So
awesome.
Very, very happy about that. And I think they've done a magnificent job.
Alien Weaponry, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Bad, eh?
We have just seen you perform Troy Kingy's Mighty Invader in the most metal and awesome way. How are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling really great about it. It was a lot of fun actually being able to take that song and kind of put it into our own style and make a bit of a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some funky stuff we've done with it, so...
You're pretty new to the band, Tauranga. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good, eh? This will be technically, I suppose, my first performance with the band, you know, like in full performance mode. So that was heaps of fun.
This is a pretty big stakes first gig, then.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, not so bad, because not live, pre-recorded, so we could do the takes, because it took a couple moments to warm up to that, you know. But fun, eh? That was super fun. Yeah, it's been great, eh? I mean, I've known the boys since high school, so... I've been living in Wellington and I just moved home for it because my parents still live locally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been pretty easy going, really. Staying at home and going to band practice when I need to.
When you started approaching doing a cover of this song, what were you drawn to first about Troy's track?
Well, I guess when we first started writing, we kind of tried to just write it from scratch. And we were trying a bunch of different things, and
none of it was really working
super well. So we decided to actually take one of our real new songs and kind of rework that around Troy Kingy's song, and it worked way better than we ever imagined. And yeah, that's just the one we went with because it worked the best.
We'll be right back.
there is like a magic bit in the middle where you just switch it up and have this reggae verse. Lewis, what was that about?
Well, I just thought that it would be nice to add a bit of the original flavour back into the song and do something unexpected to surprise everyone, and I think it did the trick.
The inspiration for that was 12 Foot Ninja, who are a bunch of Aussie guys, and they do, I guess, metal fused with a whole bunch of different stuff. You know, they'll do reggae, disco,
that's
all
so
that
cool.
good stuff.
What are you afraid of?
There's a lot of like lyrical content that you guys share with Troy.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool to know that we were doing that song. Like, I mean, probably there wasn't that many other options to be doing a song with that topic. And I feel honoured that we got picked to do it. And it was just a really cool thing to be able to become, I guess, part of the wider New Zealand Māori music scene in that way.
Definitely, and Troy Kingie, we're rooting for you.
Yeah, boy.
I
know it's getting late now, baby. Maybe you should stay here with me. Let's just make it our home party. Stick together like this.
Josh and Jason, you how are you guys feeling?
Good.
Over the moon.
Obviously, it's a collaborative process, but what do you guys find that Glitter is about for each of you?
Big night out in family bar.
Well, the song is all, that's Stella's experience. For Jason and I, the special moment was, we wrote it the night of the 2018 Music Awards. Because we weren't even invited to the Music Awards, so everyone else was at the Music Awards and we were writing Glitter.
Yeah, that's like Stella's like vision for it, and we were just helping that vision come alive. So it's all about Stella's vision for the song, and we're just there to help her musical vision for it.
They felt the big night in Family Bar. They got it, eh?
Yeah.
Speaking of big nights, you guys performed last week, which this year is quite insane, given our scenario. How was that?
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would happen so soon that we'd be able to play shows again, so I was just so stoked.
Yeah.
Feel a bit guilty though, I. Oh. We're like drinking together right now and everyone's in
lockdown. I feel like they'd be happy for us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. How's it been for you guys this year?
Oh man, it's been actually pretty awesome, eh? Because I'm not much of a suits guy. So like, you know, this whole casual thing is kind of cool, you know?
It's been a funny old year, because for everyone else, it's been a, you know, for all of our mates, it's been a really tough musical year, and all tours have been cancelled and stuff. And then for us, it's been a really successful year. So it's been super bittersweet, and we're well aware of that. So it's been a bit of a funny period for us. But it's been amazing for Stella's tour to work out. It's been just, everything's kind of worked out well. So we're super grateful and super stoked to have just, like, we can't believe it's played out the way that it has.
Yeah. So
insane.
Thankful. So thankful.
And how did you find Delaney Davidson's cover?
I thought it was awesome. Yeah. I was just talking to him. I thought it reminded me of like Bowie or something. Yeah. Like his makeup and everything.
Yeah. The arrangement was amazing.
It was so fantastic.
I'm not used to anything like this, so it's like, you know, it's pretty
kind
cool.
Of fun though, like.
I felt like the Hunger Games or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, true.
I was like, oh my god, I'm Divergent. That's from Divergent, not the Hunger Games. What an idiot.
I'm real annoyed because I was told it was real casual. And now we've got to go do all these photos, and then I'm going to get photographed and what I wore to work today.
But I also, the acceptance speech, but I didn't know that I was going to win. Like, they said that everyone had to do an acceptance speech pretending that they were winning, and so that also felt quite weird watching myself accepting something knowing that I didn't know that I had won in the video. That was weird. I was cringing the whole time. I was like, shut up. It's all right. Silly, silly Stella.
You guys got any big plans for the night?
A couple more drinks, I think.
Yeah, a couple more drinks.
These guys are going to be on... Nah, I'm ready for snacks and sleep.
That was Zoe and I talking to Stella, Josh and Jason last night at the APRA Silver Scrolls watch party, which was a very good time.
It was amazing. It was really cool.
Huge congratulations to those three who took out the APRA Silver Scroll Award for their song Glitter, which is a fantastic song. We were lucky enough to see a cover by Delaney Davidson and the All Girl Big Band.
Yeah. God, that was a highlight of the night for me, was seeing those covers. They were so good.
The covers were fantastic. Stella, Jason and Josh were nominated alongside Troy Kingy for Mighty Invader, which was covered by Alien Weaponry, which was awesome. It was a hugely different version of the song, but still fantastic. Nadia Reid was also nominated for Get the Devil Out, and that was covered by Neil McLeod, which was also awesome. And then also nominated for that award was Reb Fountain for Don't You Know Who I Am, which was covered by Disciple Party.
That cover was outstanding.
And Mousy covered In the Air by L.A.B. All around, it was an awesome night.
Yeah, absolutely.
There were some fantastic snacks.
I ate 3 empanadas.
And some cheeseburgers, and some which was burgers. Awesome. And lucky enough, earlier on in the week, Rachel got to go along and watch the performances be recorded and have a chat to the people who were covering the songs, which was very cool. So we're very lucky to hear all of that.
Yeah.
And huge congratulations to Stella, Josh and Jason for Glitter.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.